It's a season review on the Anfield Wrap. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson, Sean Rogers and Paul Cope. Liverpool finished third in the Premier League on 69 points. Just to run through some miscellaneous stats, that equals 1.82 per game. Home record, 33 points. Away record, 36 points. 68 goals, 1.79 per game. Goals against, 42, 1.11 per game. XG, Liverpool's XG was 72.6 over the season. Their XG against, 45.4. That left a difference of 27.3. Neil Atkinson will take it back to the beginning. Pre-season is disrupted for Liverpool. The last game of 1920 ends on the 26th of July against Newcastle. Liverpool's first friendly is on the 22nd of August. They end up in Austria for a pre-season camp, which is massively condensed and massively problematic in its own way, none more so due to the climate and weather. Jurgen Klopp accepts this, and Jurgen Klopp's one of his best qualities is his ability to be pragmatic and react to certain situations. What do you think his plan was in terms of managing players? I would not just say for that pre-season period, I wouldn't even say for that first part of that season. I would say from sort of project restart to getting to the end of this point now.
I think on this, I think it's interesting in that it's worth pointing out that the sides that finished first and second, one of both of whom also get to European finals, have even more fractured pre-seasons than us. But what I think on the flip side of that, and this isn't an excuse thing at all, is that they almost have to make do with absolutely none. And I think that changes the way in which they go about what they're about over the course of the campaign. I think they buy into the idea that they are going to start a bit slower. Whereas I think Liverpool have a really clear desire to hit the ground running.